Back here on the Mighty 690 at 740, and it is time for our monthly update from the Coffeyville Public Library. And joining us in studio, we have Lois Hendricks. Good morning, Lois. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Doing well. So what's going on at the library?
Well, happy May, everyone. April showers bring May flowers, and I'm ready for a wonderful spring. How about you?
Absolutely.
We're having our spring book sale beginning today, Thursday, May the 2nd. It will run through Saturday, May the 4th. And we have tote bags for you. Free tote bags to fill up, and they're pretty big. And you're going to get one of these, James, when I leave.
Oh, my goodness.
So you can come and shop, or you can use it for other things.
I will be there.
Yeah, okay. So fill up on bargain price books and audiobooks and DVDs. This year, we have a lot of DVDs to sell. In the lobby of the library, we have books, DVDs, and games for sale as well. Our special bookcase themes for this month has gardening books on one side and Jewish American Heritage Month books on the other side. Come in and check them out, as they are very interesting. The summer STEM camp enrollment began yesterday, May the 1st. Stop by the library and speak with Rachel or our director or a staff member to enroll. This is for ages 8 to 17, $5 per camp. There are 7 different camps to choose from. See the available camps on Facebook. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. The camp will begin June the 4th and end July 18th. This is an exciting opportunity for children in our community. Class size is limited, so please enroll soon. Special activities for May. Wednesday, May 8th at 3 o'clock will be an adult craft of a Mother's Day craft in the community room. Wednesday, May 18th at 2 will be an adult keychain craft in the community room. Sign up is needed for both of these craft days. Please call 620-251-1370 soon. Class size is limited. Friday, May 10th from 4 to 7 will be a teen role-playing game. Sign up is needed. Friday, May 31st from 4 to 7 will be a teen trading card game. All events will be in the community room. Saturday, May 11th, the Coffeyville Friends of Animals will be at the library with a cute pet from the shelter. The story time at 11 will coincide with this event. Our regular activities are Mondays at noon is Movie Monday in the Children's Library. Tuesdays from 1 to 3, the Genealogy Department has our researchers on hand. Wednesday at 10 o'clock is story time in the Children's Library. Saturdays at 11 is also story time in the Children's Library. The library will be closed for in-service training of staff on Friday, May 24th. We will also be closed Saturday, May the 25th for carpet cleaning. Then on Memorial Day, Monday, May the 27th, we will be closed. This month's book review is from the special bookcase. The title is 1001 Gardening Secrets. The Experts Never Tell You. This is by the editors of the FC&A Publishing. Well, I like plants and all kinds of things. And there was this interesting thing in this one page. It tells you how to protect irises from insects. After bearded irises bloom, leave the leaves but cut the tall stalk. Insects can get in the hollow stalk and damage the plant. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
But here's my favorite one. Have fun with yard art. Create interesting gardens with pots, buckets, and old tea kettles. Sounds like me. Or use articles of clothing like old gardening boots, a canvas hat, and even a pair of well-worn overalls with legs stuffed with newspapers. With a little imagination, you can find all kinds of unusual containers at junk shops and yard sales. In most cases, it's simple to slip plastic pots already filled with plants inside these unlikely containers. So this gave me license to put out my pink flamingos.
Hey!
I found two in Bartlesville.
Oh, that's
this weekend.
I love that.
And so they're going to be out there, and I thought, you know, I could leave them up all year round, make little stocking caps and scarves for winter.
I think I need some pink flamingos too. That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
I think I'm going to have fun with those.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, anyway, this is in the special bookcase, and we have many other books to check out. So come read it. Okay. Let's see here. Next month, the summer reading activities will begin. So stay tuned to the radio in June, and on Facebook, we will have many exciting things for kids to do. And I do want to say something. Last month, I was telling you about Tallulah and the mind. It's working.
Really?
It's working.
Really?
She's a different dog.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just, and I do tell her, because we listen, not Leslie, it's my daughter, Tallulah and I listen to the radio with the weather and anything that you put on the news. I tell her, James says, and I show her the phone, it's going to rain. You have to stay in. Okay. And she doesn't know who James is, but whatever James says, okay. It's amazing.
Well, I've been telling people about what you're talking about with that book, and it sounds pretty wild. It's working.
So anyway, I'm leaving you with a tote.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And here's our schedule for May. And then also, I have the list of the camps, too, if you want to put that on.
Wonderful.
Community calendar. And that's it for May. Stay safe.
I know.
Remember to be safe and be kind to everyone.
All right, Lois. Well, thank you so much. So many wonderful things going on at the library. Always a fun place to be, and it'll be a good place to be as we have the wet weather and as the weather gets warmer, too.
Yes. All right. See you later.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library. And coming up, we have Open Line on the way here in just a little bit, right around 9:10. We'll have a little bit of programming from K-State Research and Extension. And then also, we are going to be talking with the folks from Coffeyville's Reawakening at 8:40 right here on the Mighty 690.